Deeper than dogs, this community, this connection, this conversation is deeper. I'm your host, Christina Narima. First episode, I touched on who I am, how I met my dog, and how God used my desire to have a pet to lead me to something greater. I told you guys that I would tell you a little bit more about Kana and how I got her name, so I'm going to start with that first. So when we were taking care of Kana that first week, I didn't have a name picked out. Like I said in my first episode, I had originally planned to have a male dog, so I did not have a female name picked out for her. So we were calling her Baby for about a week. And so I was trying to find out what I would name her. If you know me, you know that I love Harry Potter. I was convinced that I was going to name her something from Harry Potter. I tossed up the idea of naming her Luna. I tossed up the idea of naming her Hermione. I tossed up the idea of even naming her Albus or Hedwig. I was thinking about all types of things Harry Potter related. I think I even, what was one of the ones that I forgot. But I believe I was thinking about some name like Firebolt or something like that. I was thinking about a really cool name. I forget what I was going to call her. But anyway, I was really trying to find a Harry Potter reference for my baby. And it just didn't fit. Nothing fit. So I also started to love anime in college. So I started thinking about my favorite anime. My favorite anime is Inuyasha. I started looking at names. I thought about Kagome because I love Kagome's character, but it just didn't fit right. I didn't think she was a Kagome after knowing her for about a week. She was a bit too spicy to be Kagome. I can't lie, though. I actually didn't pick her name based off of how she acted, because if I did, I would have not named her Kana. But I saw that name and I said it out loud a few times. I don't know if it's just me, but I'm one of those people where when I believe that I'm supposed to be naming something, I have to say the name out loud a few times to see how it will sound calling that name. And also, I want to see if that name feels good coming off out of my lips, because, you know, names can be beautiful, but it might not sound beautiful when you say it. And so I started saying Kana, Kana, and then I started yelling Kana. And oh, my baby's outside. She's over there. She's behind my door because last episode she got jealous of me talking to you guys, and she started like knocking everything down in my office. So she's outside my door, but she hears me saying her name and she's whining. So I'm so sorry. I'm gonna stop saying it. Anyways, I kept saying this name and it just sounded right. I was like, you know what? I really like this name. So then after I said I liked the name, how it sounded, I started looking up the meaning of the name, because I was like, you know what? I can't just name my dog anything, because what if I name her something and it's something that's, you know, disrespectful or, you know, derogatory? I was like, let me make sure that the name resides with the type of person I am and it fits my family and everything. So I looked it up. It's a Japanese name. So I first looked up the Japanese definition of it, and I found out that her name means summer breeze in Japan. I started looking a little bit further and I found two other really cool things. I found out that her name also meant to chew things in a South African language. I thought that was so funny at the time because when we first got her, she was about 3 months old and that's all she used to do. She used to just chew things. So I thought that was really, really cool that her name meant that. I thought it was funny. So there was one other name that I have to actually look up right now. I mean, not other name, another meaning to her name. Give me 1 second. Okay, so the other name, I mean, the other meaning of the name, Kana, is a term of endearment often used by parents or elders to address their children, similar to honey or sweetheart in English. And this is in the South Indian language of Tamil and Telugu. I apologize if I mispronounced that. That's not my intention. So I think that's really cool. Because I definitely adore my baby. That's my Kana forever, for sure. So now you know a little bit more about Kana's name. And now I'm going to go a little bit deeper into Kana's character. So just to give you a little bit of background, when Kana was about 5-6 months, we took her to start getting trained because I love Kana, but Kana, young Kana, didn't listen to anybody. She didn't listen to anybody. So we were like, we just have to train her. She did really well when it came to potty training. I had no issues when it came to potty training. Kana was actually the dog that she didn't like to sleep where she used the bathroom. So she found out really early, if I use the bathroom outside, I don't have to sleep next to it. So I had a great job potty training. It took a little while, but after having her for about a month and a half to 2 months, she kind of got it down. If she wasn't in her crate too long, because at first she was in a crate because she was everywhere as a puppy and I had to still go to work. This was back when working from home was not an option. And so she had to stay in a crate. And after a while, she realized, okay, I don't like using the bathroom in the crate because I also have to lay in the crate next to it. I'm going to use the bathroom outside when she comes home. And so she did a great job. However, moving on. I took her for training. She got a certificate to prove it, for sure. But let me tell you this. Kana right now is 6 years old. However, whenever I take her on a walk, if a human, another dog, a squirrel walks by, Kana does not act like she's trained. She acts like she's never been to any type of training. She acts like she doesn't even know her name at all. Kana is the type of dog that does not miss the opportunity to greet someone. She does not. She never misses an opportunity. When it comes to Kana greeting everyone, some people are happy to have the chance to say hi to her. They adore her. She's an adorable dog. They are more than excited. Sometimes I even have to say, no, like, no, she's not ready to be pet right now. But people love Kana. They love the attention that they get from her for sure. There's some people who are scared of Kana, terrified of Kana, try to avoid Kana. Kana is never fazed by that. I am out here apologizing profusely if she gets too close to somebody. I do my best to make sure that she doesn't jump on anybody. I try to keep her away from people as much as possible, to be honest with you, because she doesn't understand when somebody doesn't want to, you know, have a dog in their space. She doesn't understand that at all. She believes all humans love her because I give her so much love. So she expects that from everybody. And I'll be honest, most people do give it to her. People love this dog so much. But I just want to reiterate that Kana takes every opportunity that she has. My dog takes every opportunity she has to greet. Every encounter that she comes across, she takes full advantage of it. And what does she want? Does she want to be pet? Does she want a treat? Does she just want attention? It doesn't matter. The fact is, my Kana takes an opportunity every chance she gets. And one day, I was actually on one of my long walks. So I like to go on long walks on Saturdays. So we have this thing where we try to do 3 to 4 miles at least once a week. 3 to 4 miles. We go walking throughout the week, but on the weekends, we try to do the longer walk because I have more time, obviously. So we take advantage of that time. And during this walk, I just noticed that there was a couple that walked by. The husband was super interested in my dog, and the wife was acting like she wanted to like hide behind him because the dog was present. And, you know, my dog wasn't fazed by her not wanting to, you know, pet her or acknowledge her, and that she was like acting kind of scared. And then another teenager walked by and greeted her, and she got what she wanted. She got a pat on the head, and she was super happy about that. She just started wagging her little body. And I just thought to myself, how does my dog take more opportunities than I do every day? How is it that rejection does not faze her? She continues to live her life, not overthinking it. As for me, I will see a woman that I admire. I will see a handsome man. I will see an event online that I'm interested in. And I won't go because in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm new here. I don't really know too many people. Why should I go somewhere by myself? And I overthink it and I talk myself out of it. I don't walk up to these people because what if they're like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't try to make a connection because I'm like, I've done this in the past and it hasn't worked out. Why would this person, they don't look like they'll accept me. Or what if I say something that turns them off from wanting to talk to me? I talk myself out of so many opportunities. And I was over there walking with my dog and just admiring the fact that she took every opportunity, whether I wanted her to or not. She took every opportunity on that walk. She barked at every duck she saw to let them know she was there. She made sure that every person that walked by knew that she was there. She took every single opportunity. And here I was realizing that I hadn't taken any opportunities. The last time I went out, I definitely had some opportunities present itself, but I didn't take them out of fear, self-doubt, just, you know, overthinking, not feeling good enough, wondering if my voice even mattered, not feeling like I had the criteria or met the criteria to even say anything, feeling like I'm going to bother somebody if I approach them, like feeling like I don't have somebody there to support me and like push me to go do it, so I shouldn't do it. Like, I just didn't take any opportunities. And I'm over here walking this dog who, you know, hasn't been on this earth as long as I have. And she's so just ready to take every opportunity that presents itself. I'll be honest with you. I definitely thought about this during the remainder of my walk. And because, you know, honestly, I feel like God will use any situation to teach you a lesson. Any situation. If you're open to it, he will use anything to teach you something or leave you with a word or leave you with a thought. And it's going to be up to you to act on it. So there's three things that I've learned from my dog, Kana. And I'm going to share them with you. I just wrote them down after that walk, okay? So point number one that I learned from my baby. Rejection leaves room for another opportunity to come your way. Rejection leaves room for another opportunity to come your way. So one of my things is I fear rejection. I fear rejection so much. And it's funny because I've definitely been rejected in so many situations, whether it's a job or whether it's something I want to do, or even like relationships. Like I have definitely dealt with rejection, but I feel like when I have the chance to actually sit and think about the fact that I could possibly or potentially get rejected, I just try to avoid it as much as possible. And it's crazy because like I've been rejected and I'm still here. So obviously it's not the end of the world, but I really hate it. That's just me being vulnerable right now. I hate rejection. So I wrote this down because when I see my dog, people have rejected her. In a way, you could even say that I rejected an opportunity for her to be pet when I tell people, hey, no, she doesn't need to be pet right now. I'm trying to train her not to expect people to, you know, play with her during her walks. She needs to focus. So I wrote this because even though she has faced rejection of whatever type, there's always another opportunity that comes, and you never know, that next person can give you exactly what you wanted. For her, it's a pet. She just wanted somebody to rub her and tell her that she was a cute dog, and that made her day. And even though that woman that was with her husband was acting scared of her, a teenager came up later and gave her the same pet that she wanted, and she was ecstatic about it. So she got, you know, that was a rejection at first. But then she ended up having another opportunity and it went well. So I wrote that down. And I said, oh my goodness. Okay. I get it. Thank you, doggy. The next point is don't think, act. I wrote this down. I already mentioned it. I'm an overthinker. I will overthink an entire situation and turn it into a whole scenario that never happened, and I won't act upon my first, you know, instinct. And honestly, when I was watching my baby during this walk, she acted every single time she felt an impulse. Anytime she decided that she saw a squirrel or a duck on our walk, she was ready to jump and let it know that she was there, bark, whatever she had to do. She just did it. I will say that was very impulsive of her because I kept telling her no every single time. But she didn't care about that. She wasn't overthinking anything. She just did what to her felt like the right thing to do. And she enjoyed herself. And honestly, I'm not going to lie. I just want my baby to live the best life possible. I want her to live her life to the fullest. I just want to make sure she's safe while she's doing it. So I definitely would. I wrote down, don't think, act, because that's what it was giving. She wasn't thinking. She was just acting on impulse. The last point that I wrote down was, don't let anything hold you back, whether it's a leash, your own self-doubt, your past experiences, nothing. Because literally, I was holding that leash for dear life, pulling her back from every impulse action that she took. But she kept on. She kept on pulling. She kept on pulling. And I feel like I hold myself back from so many different things. And I know it's a defense mechanism that I've created for myself, but it gets me nowhere, if I'm being really honest with myself. It doesn't get me anywhere, because I hold myself back from reaching out to people. I hold myself back from just doing something that I've always wanted to do. You know, even with like this podcast, I told you guys in the first episode, I had been talking about this podcast and I was like, I'm not about to get on a mic and talk to people. Like, who am I to get on a mic and talk to somebody? Who's going to want to even listen to me? You know, I'm just Christina. So I've stopped myself from doing so many different things. I don't like posting videos of myself because I don't like looking at myself. I don't like hearing myself play back. But all these things are just things that are holding me back from doing something that I enjoy. I enjoy sharing things with people. I enjoy laughing with people. I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy things without having expectations. I just want to enjoy my life. Like, I just want to have a good time sometimes. And I also want to make good connections with people. I want to really work hard to build a community for myself, because especially since I'm out here living in Texas and I moved out here, no friends, no family, I want to build a community. I want to put myself out there, meet people, build good friendships, build good networking. You know, I do want to do that. But a lot of times I just stay to myself because I hold myself back, and I shouldn't allow that to happen. So after talking about this, I'm like, I want to be confident like Kana. I want to be Kana confident. Because my girl is confident. And she doesn't let anything hold her back. And that is such a cool thing to be. I want that for myself. I want to be able to just reach out to somebody without thinking about it. I just want to be able to, you know, say what's on my mind without having to think about how somebody's going to take it. And just like, I want to do that. I want to do that. And I'm going to try to work hard to stop letting myself get in the way of myself. Well, yeah, that's all I wanted to really share. I hope you've enjoyed some of this conversation. I hope you're able to at least take something away. I will leave you with this. So take the next opportunity that comes your way. It could be an opportunity to speak to somebody. It could be an opportunity to do something new. Just take that next opportunity and just take it. Don't think too much about the risk. Of course, I'm not saying do anything crazy or illegal. All I'm saying is, if you have an impulse feeling to talk to somebody, don't stop yourself. Go compliment them. Go say something. If you feel like you really want to do something different in your life, just try it. Because at least if you try it, you know, am I good at it? Am I bad at it? Is this something that I can build on? Is this something that I can learn from? So just take the next opportunity, for sure. Take that next opportunity. And yeah, I thank you so much for your listening. And until next time, this is Deeper Than Dogs.